This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast. Joy.
You know, it's also good tweeting. Tweeting's very good for you. Tweet. Tuesday, Trump.
Correct.
Tweet.
Yes.
Not talking about Trump today.
He's yelling out slogans at me.
That's right.
Go hard, fast.
Donald Trump. Did you know that Donald Trump has 35 followers on Twitter?
35?
35 million. 35 million followers.
But only 35 worth mentioning.
That's a lot of followers, though.
It is.
Because there's only 25 million people who live in Australia.
So, like, that would be scary if all of Australia were following him.
It would be very scary, wouldn't it?
And then some surrounding islands.
But do you know who has got more followers on Twitter than Donald Trump?
I just know it's not me.
It's not you? Because how many have you got?
No, 400.
And how many has Rach and Dean got?
A million?
No, I think we're not even at 100 yet. But you can follow us on Twitter at Rach and Dean.
Yeah.
It's spelled Dean, spelled D-E-N-E.
But you know, we don't need validation.
No. But you know who doesn't need validation either?
Who?
Rihanna.
Oh, how many does she have?
She has a billion. 74 million followers.
And like, how many albums does she sell? It's like, I know there are like farms and things and you can buy likes and you can buy followers.
Oh, do you think Rihanna's buying them?
I don't know. Like, she is, you know, groundbreakingly famous.
She's famous. But that means she's got three times as many followers on Twitter as the number of people who live in Australia. So she has Australia times three following her on Twitter, following her every word.
That's very powerful. That's a lot of power to have.
And in news to hand, she is using her power for good and not evil, which is lovely.
What is she tweeting?
Well, she's not pushing a new line of lipsticks or lip gloss.
No.
Like a Kardashian might. What she is doing, because she is the ambassador for the Global Partnership for Education. And of course, as you know, Jax, the G20 summit is coming up in Hamburg soon.
Of course I know. Hamburg, beautiful city.
Got it circled in your diary. So Rihanna's using her platform and her 75 million followers to send tweets to presidents of countries who are attending the G20. She's tweeted the president of Argentina.
Did she slag him off?
No. She's also tweeting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the little bit of Canadian bacon.
Oh, my
bacon.
Goodness. Hello.
Hello. Mm. She's also tweeted France's newly elected president, Emmanuel Macron. And just putting out the call to say, you know, consider education.
She's using it for good. That's beautiful.
She is using it good. She's reaching out. You know who's also reaching out?
Who?
Anaya Dane.
Oh, I see.
Reach out to me. Anaya Dane, radio edit. You're on Joy.
Listen, it's not a question of which one of us is right or wrong. As long as we're together, bad times won't be bad for long. I'll be your strength and your guide.
Running.
Joy 94.9.
Winter warmers.
Yes. So I love when it gets cold, I don't want to be sick because I can't afford to. And I love to make a big old batch of soup. That's my winter warmer. I like to make chicken and kale soup.
Chicken and kale?
With 6 cloves of garlic, sometimes 7. Oh. I'm feeling a little bit crazy.
Hold back, girl. Hold back. 7?
Well, yeah. Well, no one's near me.
And why? And is it any wonder you're single?
Oh, garlic breath over here.
Kale and garlic breath. What is this with kale? Kale and chicken. Is that a natural partnership there, kale and chicken?
It's beautiful. Really? Throw it in. I don't know, because you know it turns a funny colour because of the heat of the soup. I'm like, is the nutrients drained out of it? But I think it is. It's all just swimming in its juices. It's a bath of vegetables.
A bath of vegetables. A chicken bath for the vegetables.
Mm, and then you got to put the drumsticks in. You got to rip the skin off and then put it up and put them back in.
Now, being a girl with a European heritage, do you go for the Tuscan kale or do you go just for a local kale?
Which is the curly one?
That's the Tuscan, I think.
I do the curly.
You do the curly.
And I always rinse them and I look, you know, look for bugs or whatever.
Yes.
But then in the strainer last night, there was one quite long caterpillar.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't psych yourself out of eating this. You're going to eat it anyway. Doesn't matter. It's all nutrients.
It's all a bit of protein.
I don't think his friends were there. It's fine. So but no, I love it. Pack full of veggies.
Chicken, kale and caterpillar soup.
Yes.
Yum.
And also, if people like a lot of spice, I whack in the old cayenne at the end. Cayenne
so
pepper.
7 cloves of garlic and a bit of cayenne pepper.
Yeah, I am just a hot little potato.
You are.
It's great. No, but I just wanted to know, what do people have like a favourite winter recipe?
Oh, yes.
Maybe like
a pumpkin soup.
A pumpkin?
Pumpkin and ginger. Oh, that's very warming.
Like what else is it warming? Or porridge?
Porridge. Oh, that's not how you make porridge.
That's not how you make porridge.
No.
Oh, doesn't advertising work?
I'm still in there after all these years.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we have had a membership come through.
Yes, we've got a membership from Anton.
Thanks, Anton.
Thank you so much, Anton. Donated a wonderful, wonderful donation of $16, and that is beautiful.
We're getting a little bit closer to the 30,000 mark.
We certainly are, and because people like Anton, given donation, it means a lot to us. And
every little bit counts, that's right.
Certainly does.
We're also talking about winter warmers.
Yes, I was saying I love to make my famous, to only me, chicken and kale soup. And then we've got Angela from Templestowe saying she loves a spaghetti bog.
Oh, I do like some spag bol.
Oh, and you've got a nice parmesan on there. It's steaming in your face. You feel wonderful. You might have a wine.
Just the one?
You might. Just the one.
Can I have two?
You may.
Do a red or white? I'm there.
Oh, I'm always red.
You're always red.
Yeah, not just because I've got a skin condition, but also I'm always red.
And on a cold winter's night, a big steaming bowl of spag bol, and with some parmesan, freshly shaved parmesan.
Oh, you'd have to.
Well, what's for dinner, Anthony? Are you listening, Anthony?
Yeah.
get the dinner on.
Joy 94.9.
You with Rach and Dean with Jax for the drive home. We're talking about winter warmers.
We are. What warms your heart and your soul?
Oh, I like a big bowl of pumpkin soup. I like some spag bol as well on a cold winter's night.
For your pumpkin soup, do you puree it or do you like it chunky and you leave it chunky?
I like a bit of texture.
Yes,
I like a bit of
texture.
I like a bit of a crunch element as well on the side.
I don't want to feel like it's canned soup or like I'm at a retirement home.
No, you don't want to drink it through a straw. You want a bit of... Something to hold on to.
You want to feel it.
You want to feel the pumpkin soup.
What are we talking about?
Now, we have had a response in also.
Yes.
From Bev. Yeah, it was Bev.
G'day, Bev.
Hey, Bev. What did Bev say?
Curried sausages, Bev.
Well, and something slow cooked, Bev's saying. Oh, do you like a bit of slow cooked something? Something like
that. Is that dangerous? I feel you chuck it in the slow cooker, you go to work, don't you, and come back?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I don't trust that.
You don't trust that, living in the home with appliances running.
No, you switch
Bev,
it off at the wall always.
Mm.
And also, Dean, do you know what's happened?
What's happened?
We've got a big old donation from the wonderful Wayella. I'm going to say from South Australia. That's the
from
place.
Wayella.
That's not the name.
That's the name.
It's Shanique.
Listening all the way in South Australia.
Shanique. I reckon that's what
it is. I wonder if it's cold there as well.
$50. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
That really means a lot to us. That's wonderful. And I'm sorry if I mispronounced anything there.
That gets us a little bit closer to our $30,000 target.
Gosh, we're getting there.
We are getting there.
Oh, we're going to skyrocket today, Dean.
We are going to skyrocket. But you know, with you're talking about winter warmers before. Now you've mentioned cheese. My mind has gone to hot fondue. Hot cheesy fondue.
Oh, raclette. When you get half a wheel of cheese and you put it on a heat lamp, namely in France, and you scrape it off this giant wheel of cheese onto potatoes.
Oh.
It's not going to make you fit into those jeans, but gosh, it is amazing.
Absolutely.
Good for the soul, not for the butt.
Not for the butt.
No.
You've had somebody message in. Mikey from South Yarra.
Oh, yes, Mikey said chicken soup with heaps of lemon juice and rice. There you go. I love lemon juice in my soup. I don't know if it's because it's coming from a European thing. I'm not sure.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean and Jackson in the back for the drive home this Tuesday afternoon. It's 7 minutes past four.
A lovely old Tuesday.
Lovely old Tuesday. We're on the way home.
We're home right now. Joy is our home.
Joy is our home. In fact, Joy is a little bit of a home for a lot of people who live regionally or remotely. We might be the only, you know, voices they hear, some friendly voices from the LGBTI community.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
And we've got our radiothon.
Have we?
Really? We are almost at our goal, which is absolutely amazing. Been smashing it out.
We've raised a lot of money, but we've got 30,000 to go.
It's not a lot.
So now's the time. If you've been listening to us for the last couple of weeks and thinking, I really want to support Joy, I'll do it later, you might think.
Oh, we can't do it later,
Dean. Don't do it later.
Do it now.
Absolutely. The time has come. The time is now.
The time is now. It's like some people, you know, they don't know, what to donate or how to donate. Every little bit counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like to think of it in terms of my favourite thing, which is martinis.
Okay.
Not my favourite thing. You know, it's not glorify that. But you know when you get a fancy, beautiful cocktail, it's about $20.
About $20.
Sometimes when I've had a particularly, I've got paid, I like to shout my friends.
Uh-huh.
How much is a round of drinks? $100.
$100.
Buy us a round of drinks.
That's right. $100 for Joy.
Yeah.
That's joyful.
It's very joyful. We're singing together with no bloody tongue.
That's right.
Say that for nothing.
And it's so easy to do. You just need to go to our website, joy.org.au, and click on the links to either join or renew or donate. I'd hate for you to miss out. I'd hate for you to miss out on the opportunity to support Joy.
No, don't FOMO everything. #FOMO.
#FOMO. Donate now. Become a member now. Rejoin now. Do not wait. You know who would join if she could?
Ooh.
Selena Gomez.
This is funky.
She's not a good liar. She's a bad liar. And she loves Joy.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh, wait, that's someone else. Trying to play a coy, trying to make it disappear. But just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room, there's a king-size space, bigger than it used to be. If you want, you can rent that place. Call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams, ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind. Every time I watch you slipping tight, oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm a bad liar. I see how your tension builds. It's like looking in a mirror. You're touched like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the eye, I'll be the brush. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind. Slipping tight. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think of you. No, 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 not to think of you. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to give in to you. Feelings on fire. Guess I'm a bad liar. And oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. Oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. I'm not.
I'm a bad liar.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.